When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Founder's Story. Recently we were talking about how can you make a tiny business in terms of employees, but big profits. I was reading about how with the use of AI and different tools and technology that now people are going to make a $1 billion company with maybe less than 5 employees. I mean, this is amazing, and this really opens up for the ability for so many more people to create the company of their dreams. That's why today we have Jaron Lodge from Storin. Jaron was just featured in Forbes. I love the article, by the way, Jaron, but you're the visionary behind this 7-figure solo founder company organization with this backyard game. I mean, when you told people about this, were they like, wait a minute, you're going to make Storin Hole this big?
Yeah, I mean, it started with like fish food skipping stones and clay skipping stones. So when I first told people about that original idea, you know, they were kind of like, oh, this is a cute idea. I kind of like this. I'll help you. I'll mentor you and stuff. But yeah, I mean, it started with the clay and fish food skipping stones. And we did like an ASU pop-up marketplace thing. And we were trying to sell our fish food skipping stones. And we figured out like why not create some interactive way to sell these skipping stones. So I worked at Ashley Furniture Home Store, so I decided to build like a 24-foot long pool lane that I bought materials from Home Depot and stuff. And we built this pool. I went to Big Five. I got like a target system and put the target at the end of the pool, which was like a cornhole board with like 3 different holes in it. And I 3D printed some skipping stones. I flew to Pennsylvania to meet the Guinness World Record holder of skipping stones with 88 skips. We actually came up with this design here, and that's the design that I 3D printed for the event, and people were way more interested in the stone skipping game than the fish food skipping stones. So I was like, all right, why don't we pivot to this game instead? And now it's evolved to like an all-in-one backyard game, where, you know, you don't only play it in the swimming pool, you can play it on land, and we have all these other game modes that are combined into one to make it really affordable for backyard owners to purchase, you know, an affordable game, but they can add all these different game modes, so they don't have to buy like 10 different games. They buy one game and they're pretty much done. You know, they got all the game modes they need for the most part. You know, it keeps it fun to have all those game modes.
We will return to our show shortly, but first, let's talk about today's sponsor, Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers. Did you know 4 out of 5 Americans don't get enough magnesium? Crucial for over 300 biochemical reactions in your body. Here are signs of magnesium deficiency: irritability, anxiety, insomnia, muscle cramps, high blood pressure, and even constipation. I know I suffer from a few of these. But many supplements don't work well because they use low-quality magnesium. That's why Magnesium Breakthrough by Bio-Optimizers is recommended. Offering 7 forms of absorbable magnesium, Bio-Optimizers stands by their products with a 365-day money-back guarantee. That's insane. So make sure you visit biooptimizers.com, bioooptimizers.com/DanRobbins. That's biooptimizers.com/DanRobbins for a special offer. And make sure you use the code
Founders, F-O-U-N-D-E-R-S, Founders, and you get your 10% off. So check out biooptimizers.com to learn more. And back to the show.
So what made you, I mean, that's genius, telling yourself like, okay, I need to go find the Guinness World holder because this person is going to help me, give me the ideas, the information needed to create the this perfect skipping stone. Mm-hmm. What made you even think that you should even go do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I had a background in sales, so I listened to like a lot of audiobooks on how to like perfect sales and all these other jobs that I'd done previously. And, you know, I guess it was just more intuition from reading those audiobooks and knowing how to be successful as a salesperson. And, you know, I just knew I had to find the best person, the best people to help me out in order to make, you know, the best designs. And so I recruited, you know, I tried to recruit the best people to help me out and give me advice. And that just kind of worked out well. I think I messaged him on like YouTube or something and he happened to respond. So, you know, I really tried. I think the sales jobs definitely helped too with the resilience and reaching out to these people.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's great how you can really access people like never before. There's so many platforms. I always tell people that, like, it's amazing how you can go to LinkedIn and message somebody and they will respond. It's crazy. And many times people are obviously very helpful. So you've told people, hey, I got this idea, this is what we're doing. People probably looked at you and like, there's no way that this will become as big as it is. And then you made it, you started getting traction and you started to figure out like, this is something I'm going to double down. I'm going all in on this game. I'm going all in on these things. What were some of the next steps that you did?
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't like that obvious too. Like I doubled down before I was supposed to double down. Like I doubled down on the fish food skipping stones and I was trying to like scale up that manufacturing process and stuff. And, you know, I spent like the $20,000 that I had saved up for my business and I'd spent it on like a majority on that. And I bought like a mixer that ended up not even working and it was like $5,000 or something stupid. So like I made a lot of, you know, big mistakes in the beginning. But yeah, once it was clear, once I had made those previous mistakes, I, you know, waited for the right signals to scale. And I think the Kickstarter campaign that we did, once that was successful, and I did two other Kickstarter campaigns before that. So my two other ones before that failed, and they were like the fish food skipping stone ones and the clay skipping stone ones. And then my third one, you know, I recruited some guy that happened to run a Kickstarter campaign. He sold like $2 million worth of his product. So he knew what he was talking about. He gave me homework assignments on how to run the best Kickstarter campaign possible. I did everything he told me to do so that he wouldn't even meet up with me until I did all his homework assignments, basically, so I could speak his language. And the Kickstarter campaign was really successful. And that was the first indicator, you know, to start scaling this thing. And I had some companies reach out to me, want to do licensing deals. Some tried to scare me into, you know, deals with them. So, but I didn't take them. And, you know, I was just like, you know, I can do this myself. but I'm always looking for other opportunities to, you know, collaborate with people.
So there's something that I've noticed just in the few minutes of talking to you is you really leverage other people's expertise. Like that sounds like that. I mean, if you do two campaigns and they're not successful, why would you just continue to do a third? You would find someone that can help you, that is the expert, and then your third is very successful. It sounds like from what I'm gathering, and look, I've had like 8 unsuccessful businesses. Almost every business I ever started failed miserably. And so I'm with you. I love that approach to find someone who's successful, figure out what they're doing, have them help you, and then you will be successful. So from a marketing perspective, I think a lot of companies fail either the sales or their marketing, right? They don't have enough clients. They don't have enough leads. What are you finding in terms of maybe one thing right now that you're like super enthusiastic, like from a marketing perspective that you see is working?
Hey everyone, I'm not sure if you've heard, but our show Founders Story is now available on the iHeartRadio app. So check that out, iHeartRadio online, or you grab the app. It's super easy. You can listen to all of our episodes wherever you enjoy your podcast, whether that's iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. But check it out.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually maybe one of our weak points. I mean, I think that's something where we can improve maybe the most on, because that's like our highest cost right now is marketing. So that's always something that I'm trying to improve. I mean, our margins are good where they're at right now, but you know, we always have to try to improve and try to be better. But yeah, I mean, for the Kickstarter campaign, the Kickstarter guy that was mentoring me, he had a digital marketing guy that kind of specialized a little bit in doing Kickstarter campaigns. So just like finding people like that that know how to target these different, you know, avenues and stuff is really important in terms of marketing.
We all know the feeling of searching for the right candidate. It's exhausting. But what if you didn't have to search at all? With Indeed, you don't search, you match. If you're looking to hire, Indeed is where you need to be. It's a platform that makes hiring simple with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that quickly connects you with quality candidates. Why waste time with busy work? Indeed takes care of scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can focus on what really matters, connecting with the right people fast. And here's something impressive. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent survey. I remember when I was trying to build my first team, it felt like I was sifting through a mountain of resumes. Trying to find that perfect fit was exhausting and time-consuming. I really wish I had used Indeed back then, because they simplify the process so much, connecting you with top candidates quickly without all the stress. And here's something special for you. Listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to boost your job's visibility at Indeed.com/foundersstory. Head over to Indeed.com/foundersstory right now and support our show by letting them know you heard about it here. Indeed.com/foundersstory. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Now back to the show.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I really don't think we're that. I think we can be a lot better at marketing in general. But yeah, I mean, Facebook ads, Instagram ads is like a solid top of funnel for us. And then those, you know, that marketing trickles down to retail sales. It trickles down to Amazon sales, to website sales. But the key is to try to make those as profitable as possible. And for my business, content is extremely valuable, because the better content we have, the more our marketing costs are going to go down. So I guess the key really in terms of marketing for my particular business and industry is getting the best content possible and really creating a feedback loop of, okay, who creates the content, and then who makes the videos, and then who posts the videos, and how can we have the customers make us more videos, and how can we make an endless cycle that creates a bunch of content for us to lower our costs. So I think that's essential for, you know, backyard game or backyard game industry, but I think that's essential for most businesses. But for my product, luckily it's in the $100 range, so we have a little bit more to spend on marketing. So that's why Facebook and Instagram works well for us. But people that have like lower price point items, I would say TikTok Shop are the best places for them, I think. But I mean, we haven't had too much traction with TikTok, but it's different for every product.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I've sold so many products, and like sometimes Amazon worked the best, sometimes Amazon worked the worst. So I'm with you on that. I'm curious, because you're a solo founder, which means all of the responsibility, the weight, it really falls on you. So how do you deal with that? Because I think a lot of people, when they come into entrepreneurship, it's kind of like the book, The E-Myth. Like, you come into it, I don't know if you ever read that book, old one, but you know, you come into it because you want to bake, but then you realize you have to do 50,000 different things that you hate doing, and then they fall out, and I think they, you know, most businesses fail. So how do you deal with everything really falling onto you?
Yeah, and that's been a huge learning curve. Like, I've bounced around a lot. Like, I started with freelancers, and then I bounced around. I had an agency help me out last year, but you know, that was really expensive, and I didn't have enough control to like really manage the situation and maximize how much, you know, work they were putting in. So I bounced right back to, you know, freelancers, and that seems to be working out right now, but it can get really expensive if you don't watch things. So I'm kind of building like a team of freelancers to help me out. And that's one of the ways I'm able to be, you know, a solo founder, is because, you know, in this day and age, you know, you don't really need, you know, a bunch of employees. And I think honestly, as a startup or small business and maybe an e-commerce brand, it might be best to just have a team of freelancers than to hire a bunch of people on salary, even if you have the money for it. Like, you can track their hours really efficiently on some freelancing websites. You can see if they're working. It takes screenshots for you. And then, you know, you just, basically what I'm finding out is I'm a huge bottleneck with a bunch of processes. Like, I'm holding so many things back. Like, I have so many ideas and so many things that need to be done, but I'm holding a lot of things back because I can only do one thing at a time. So I'm basically, whenever I find myself not having the time to do something, I figure out a way for a freelancer to do that basically for me until I'm basically just managing the freelancers and giving them the information that they need to complete the projects and stuff, but also giving them that, you know, expertise and advice to make sure they're going the right direction with things.
Well, I think it says a lot to be self-aware, to know that you are and can be a bottleneck. I think a lot of people, it's hard for them to admit to that. So they continue doing the things that they're not good at, that they don't understand, and they just continue being a bottleneck. I mean, the future really seems to be like gig economy. If you ask most young people, they don't even want to work like a full-time job, 40 hours a week, right? Like, they want to work in that structure of a freelancer. Plus now we can have access to so much talent all around the world. I mean, the fact that all these things have opened us up to the 8 billion people around the planet that can now help us on different aspects. So I'm totally with you on that structure. Thank you for sharing that. Even being vulnerable, you know, to admit to those things can be tough. So where do you see the future of the company, of your organization, of the games? Where do you see this going?
I mean, I think it could really, you know, take over the entire backyard game industry, because it's, you know, it provides so many different game modes that a lot of games can't provide. And then on the top of that, it's at a very low price point. So like, you know, if you look at current, you know, backyard games, you know, there's one or two game modes that you may be able to play with them. With my particular design, you know, it really hits all the pain points that our customers, you know, are having with backyard games. And so, like, I interviewed hundreds of, or like, a, you know, at least 100 people, a door to door, and got a lot of feedback on, you know, what pains them with current backyard games, or what pains them just in general with their backyard. So I got unbiased feedback, and I, you know, tallied all those things up and made sure to hit all of those points with my game. And then, yeah, just keep growing it and adding more to it and creating value. You know, with technology, it's great because you can, you know, provide updates, and you can continue to increase the value with technology and certain products that people might have. You know, if you think about Tesla cars, you can overnight their car could be better, you know, just by a software update. And that's what I'm trying to do with like physical products, I guess, you know, providing more updates or game modes to it. I mean, yeah, they would have to pay a little bit more for, you know, the next game mode, but they're not having to buy a whole new game set. So I think that's really key for Score and Hole. And I think we're going to continue to see a lot of growth and maybe even reach heights of, you know, surpassing Spikeball, which is currently the highest, you know, highest volume, highest monetary, you know, backyard game out there. So I think we can, you know, we can compete at that level. But I think we could reach those heights, and, you know, maybe looking at investors right now might take on some investment, but, you know, it may not be necessary, you know, if we are strategic about it. So, but, you know, it's good to have those partners in place that can help you out and grow a little faster.
If you beat Spikeball, man, you got to come back and tell us. Like, I can tell with like your perseverance, what you want to do, your strategy, like this could be huge down the line. You know, something maybe even way bigger than what you could even have dreamt it to be at one point. Now that you're really digging in, really implementing a lot of the strategy, all the things that you're doing, coming up to this point, possibly getting investors. So it's a great place to be when you have these options, I think, than, you know, the minute that you're starting out and the excitement that you're doing. So, you know, hats off to you. Amazing story, by the way. I think it gives a hope and inspiration to a lot of people, knowing that they don't have to go do a business with 100 employees. They don't have to raise $50 million. Like, the fact that you did it with Kickstarter, I mean, the fact that I didn't even know Kickstarter was still like a viable option, just because I haven't really been in it in so long. But in the beginning, I used to invest in so many different things. And the fact that it's still like you can still do these avenues of crowdfunding and crowdsourcing, I mean, that's amazing to know. But one thing today I really took away is, if you don't know something, find someone who does know, and don't create a bottleneck for yourself. So thank you for sharing today, Jaron. Super inspired. So if people want to find out more information, they want to know more either about you and the game, how can they do so?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, so they can, you know, you can go to scorin.com, oops, on the side, scorin.com, or Amazon, and we're also in Shields stores nationwide, so if you have a Shields near you and you have a pool party coming up, you can pick it up there at their store as well. But yeah, Amazon Prime Day is coming up, so look forward to some deals.
I love that, so check it out. I'm sure they can reach out to you also on LinkedIn or any social media if they maybe want to invest or find out more information about you personally. But Jaron, thanks again for being here on Founder Story, and man, keep inspiring. I love it. The solo founder beating out the biggest game in backyard one day. Please make that happen so you could be in the Guinness Book of World Records. But I really appreciate your time today.
All right, yes, I appreciate your time too. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to Founder Story. Keep exploring, keep dreaming, and join us next time for more inspiring entrepreneurial journeys.